we get to that, we're talking about the Patriots having maybe the worst quarterback room in the NFL. A lot of people, including Nick Wright, talking about Cam Newton. What about a more affordable option? What if they traded for Jacoby Brissett? The Colts got Phillip Rivers. He's the starter. They then went and drafted Jacob Eason, a high upside rookie out of Washington. Do they need three quarterbacks? And Brissett's in the final year of his deal. So he's not making a ton of money. Final year of his deal. They have the newcomer waiting in the wings to take Rivers' job, and that's not Brissett. Could you see the Patriots, Arnie, going after Jacoby Brissett again?
No, they no longer need a quarterback like him or Cam Newton. That would just probably ruin everything, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Let's just say we're completely wrong and Jared Stidham turns into a really great or good, let's just say good quarterback. And the Patriots win 10 games. Everybody's happy. They go to the playoffs and we build, or the Patriots build from the future there. If the Patriots start off 1-3, last thing you need is a Jacoby Brissett or a Cam Newton coming in. And what are they going to do? Write the team to 500? Then you're right back in the middle, and you know who's your quarterback of the future.
What if you trade for Brissett now, though, and just let him start? I think that's more
of
the point.
You can't do it. Well, I don't think I'm going to let him start, because now you put all your cards in Stidham, and if you're Belichick, you said that's your guy. If Stidham starts off 1-3, and you brought in somebody like Jacoby Brissett, and again he gets you to 500, that ruins things. No, you're going to be in all in with Stidham, and if he's going to stink, then you just let him stink, and you win your 4 or 5 games, and you worry about Trevor Lawrence next year. But I'm not bringing anybody else in. I will say this, though. Jacoby Brissett, I think, could probably get to the Patriots 500 or maybe better with the schedule that they have and the lack of talent that they have. Yeah, I think he could do a better job than Stidham, if that's what you want to know.
If you had any doubt that Bill Belichick is sticking with Jared Stidham, I give you example A, an overweight kicker from Marshall with Jake Fromm sitting on the board right there in front of him. I mean, it just, to me, that draft just solidified what I've thought all along. Could they bring in a Jacoby Brissett? Yes. Cam Newton, I don't know where that, what have they got, $800,000 to give him for the season? Thing is, though, you're giving up on Stidham. If you, Brissett, maybe I could see as a number two, although he had a pretty decent year for Indy last year.
Went 7-8 as a starter.
I mean, I think he had 18-6 for touchdowns to interceptions. Not terrible. But the thing is if you bring in a guy like a Cam Newton, then that's the end of Brian Hoyer, and that's the end of Jared Stidham. As far as I'm concerned, he just goes right back to the bench, because you're not bringing in Cam Newton to sit on the bench.
If I bring in Jacoby Brissett, I'm not getting rid of Stidham. I'm getting rid of Hoyer, and I would have two quarterbacks again, and I would have Brissett, and I would have Stidham, and I could let them battle it out. I still would rather see them go with Stidham. The thing is, I just don't like the way that Brissett plays. He's way too conservative. And I've seen conservative out of the Patriots for the last couple of years. I've seen the 3-yard dump offs, and I've seen that. If they're going to not have Tom Brady, I want to see them play a different way than what they played with Tom Brady. Jacoby Brissett, he averaged 6.7 yards per attempt last year. That's lower than Brian Hoyer's career average. And I thought Brian Hoyer was captain check down. Tom Brady, for all the talk we get about him checking down over the last couple of years, he's throwing further down the field than Brissett is. Yeah, his overall numbers, you say 18-6, they look okay, but he doesn't do anything special in terms of moving the ball down the field. So now, if they're going to throw it 4 yards at a time, you need players who make people miss, and the Patriots don't have that.
You talk about dink and dunk. He played and started 15 games last year for the Colts. He had under 3,000 yards passing. I mean, that's complete dink and dunk.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be more of the same, too, because you already said it, Brady. You expect them to win a lot of games 16-13. So Belichick's not going to let him make any mistakes that's going to cost them the game. They'll be very conservative.
The thing I'd like to see, though, and maybe you're right about that, but I'd like to see the Patriots open it up a bit. I know that as of right now, they don't have massive downfield threats. They go sign this kid Thomas today from Miami, University of Miami. Maybe he could make the team, and he's a burner for sure. Marquise Lee could be a burner if he was healthy, but look, with Daniel Jones last year and the Giants, yeah, he threw some picks. Yeah, he had some fumbles. Yeah, that's frustrating. But at least I saw enough there to be excited if I'm a Giants fan. I want to see Stidham. Look, man, let it fly, kid. I'm already expecting you to go 6-10. Let it fly. If you're going to get to 6-10, let's get to 6-10 and at least being interesting about it. Yeah.